Chris McPherson here once again from the sidelines. We're watching the quarterbacks throw the ball to the wide receivers. Receivers working on the route tree. Nick Foles, for those keeping track at home, took the first snap in this drill. But you see the efficiency. You see how quickly the quarterbacks are lining up, getting the ball, and it's going one to the next to the next. There's no lack of reps here whatsoever for the quarterbacks. G.J. Kinney working the pocket, firing downfield at Greg Salas, number 19. Here goes Nick Foles to start the tree again. And you see how important it is with the ability to look away, to get those safeties, to get those linebackers to bite, to make them think that you're going in a different direction with the ball and to finally come back to your target. You cannot lock your eyes in on one receiver the whole process. That's how balls get picked off. That's how balls get batted down. It is crucial to make sure that you're trying to sell, that you're going to be one way with the ball and then go another way. Russell Shepard, number 11 there with the reception, doing an outstanding job. Rookie free agent out of LSU, was a triple threat player in high school, highly recruited, came to LSU, worked as a quarterback, never was able to quite maximize his potential as a wide receiver there. So here he is in the NFL, working on the jug machine day in and day out, getting advice from guys like Harold Carmichael and Jason Avant. In fact, Carmichael said on the first day that he met Shepard, follow Jason, follow his routine, follow what he does. That's what it takes to be a pro's pro in the National Football League. So he's someone with a lot of speed, decent size. He's not one of the big guys. He's not a Cooper. He's not a MoMA. But he's a guy who can take advantage of what he has in space, and he has flashed very good hands through the early part of camp. There's Ifeanyi MoMa. It is unreal to think that someone that tall at 6'7 can have true 4'4 speed. There's Greg Salas doing a nice job, a former fourth-round pick, the most prolific wideout in the Western Athletic Conference history, was a standout of Hawaii, spent time with the Patriots, he was former draft pick of the Rams. There's Will Murphy, a former walk-on at Oregon. Great story. Contributed to Chip Kelly's offense. Knows routine. There's Dave Ball, the newest addition to the Eagles. It should be noted that the Eagles had a roster space open going into Saturday's practice and were already planning to bring Ball into the mix prior to Macklin's injury, which took place during the Saturday afternoon practice. It was great to see him out here on the field, but such a tough break for one of the good guys in the Eagles locker room who has overcome so much in his life and in the early part of his NFL career, and we wish him all the best at 25 years old as he looks to rehab and get the knee right. Here's DeSean Jackson catching the ball in the flat. It's amazing to watch him just glide in and out of traffic. So smooth. There's Demaryius Johnson. It's hard to remember that he was just a rookie a year ago. Johnson was the all-time total net yardage leader in NCAA history during his career at Tulsa. There's Riley Cooper with that immense size at 6'3". There's MoMa catching the ball. Here's Jason Avant. You're looking at the best route runners right there. That's what you want to see. It's the little nuances that make all the difference. And of course, people are wondering, why did the Eagles bring in Ball? Ball was someone who played for Chip Kelly at New Hampshire. Prolific career there. Broke Jerry Rice's 1AA record for touchdowns. And it's amazing to see how quickly the quarterbacks and receivers just go back and forth on the field to make the most out of this practice time.